Welcome to the April webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Carrie Oganoff, a contributing author for Heart to Heart. In the April issue of Forward in Christ, Carrie shared her tips for teaching kids to manage money in a God-pleasing way. Welcome, Carrie. Before we dive into our topic, can you just give us a little bit of background about your family and your life?
Yeah, my husband Andy and I just celebrated our 12th anniversary last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have a 7.5-year-old daughter and an almost 4-year-old son.
Okay, fantastic. So in your article, you talk about how you and your husband don't give your kids an allowance, but you work on like a chore commission kind of an approach. Can you kind of explain how that works for us?
Yes. Well, it's based on the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace Jr., which we had bought when my daughter was much younger after taking the class at our church. And it's, I don't want to pay her for work that she's not doing, and I feel like it's setting her up to think that she gets money for nothing, which is not the case anywhere in the real world.
Right.
So if she wants money for a specific item at Target or whatever, she can do specific chores to earn a certain amount.
Okay.
So mopping the floor could be $1, and cleaning her bedroom could be $2, just depending on the magnitude of the chore itself. And she can work as hard as she wants to, or she can do nothing for 2 weeks. It just depends on what she wants to earn.
Okay. And then once she's earned the money, then how do you decide how she can kind of spend the money? Do you just let her spend it as she wants, or do you have kind of a plan for that?
Well, and that's, she has three envelopes as the program kind of outlines for her. And she puts a third into savings and a third into giving and a third into spending.
Okay.
So she can take her spending envelope with us when we go to Target. And then my very favorite thing is to tell her that if you didn't bring your money today, you do not get to beg me for things because I'm not shelling out money for Shopkins. And then she brings the giving envelope to church, or she's brought it to fundraisers and things at school as well. So she gets to kind of choose what she does with the giving items.
And so is there a way that you guys have kind of tried to help encourage with the giving, like, and talked about maybe like where the heart of giving comes in and things like that? What kind of approaches have you taken with that?
She has a very giving heart. We're working more with my son on that particular field right now. He wants to keep everything in his bank. So we do talk a lot about these are gifts from God and they're not ours to keep.
Okay.
And that it's our joy to be able to give back to God what he is, part of what he's given to us.
And sure.
He's getting there. We'll keep working on it.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It's nice to be able to hear one way that people can kind of work with their children and just one tip for people as they're trying to work with their kids and help them develop kind of a God-pleasing attitude about money. So thanks for coming in and doing that with us.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see Carrie's full article or read other articles on Christian parenting, you can visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.